Is this Miss Wendy?
It is. I am
She's
here.
On. She is. She has arrived, ladies and gentlemen.
I have arrived.
We are here. We are here. Sweet. Welcome. Welcome to the first episode of the Gorilla Lounge of what audio, I guess you can say, on Anchor. So we have Wendy. And she is, oh man, she is a woman of many talents. This person here on the other end of this, I guess, phone call, audio clip, however we want to call it. She does a lot for this show. And I don't think I would be doing what I'm doing if I didn't have her motivating me, and probably vice versa, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you think so?
Absolutely. I definitely wouldn't be doing this without you.
It's fun though, isn't it? I like a lot about it, but it's pretty fun, isn't it?
It is very fun. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it is a lot of fun.
It is a lot of work. And I think I think it's like Joe Rogan said on one of his motivational things, if you keep putting in the effort, you're going to succeed. So you put in little bits and pieces, right?
Absolutely.
And I think that's what we're doing. I think we're attacking it perfectly. And every episode that we've had in the past, it just grows and evolves into something more and better and bigger. And I think it's going great. But
yeah, I think we're learning with each episode. So I think it's getting better and better. So.
Absolutely. I think crap, man, it's because we've come a long way. We have what, 23 episodes?
Yes, already we on do YouTube now. Yes, we do.
And we have 35,000 views, a little over 35,000, maybe 36,000 views on YouTube.
We do. We have come a long way since the beginning.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy is the fact that we've only been doing this for what, 6 months?
6 months.
Right. Yep. Six months. So our first episode was like January. Whoa, I don't remember what the first date was, but
I think it was January 7th.
January 7th, and now look, we're knocking on the door of June, already a episode or two in the June, and we just keep going, and we get guests. I do solos, right?
We had some solos.
And we just keep going. So we talk about shit, Wendy. We talk about what? Everything from suicide to like help the prevention of it to domestic violence, I should really say, to human trafficking, to conspiracy theories.
We've had substance abuse. We've had relationship episodes.
Yeah.
We talked about a lot.
Go ahead.
It's okay. Where did this all come from? Why did you want to start the podcast?
You know, good question. I think I remember this time last year, I made my apartment into like a little jail. And I think everybody did last year with COVID and everything. And some people stayed inside for long periods of time. I ended up having to stay inside for long periods of time because I slipped at work. My previous employer, I slipped at work and I ended up having to get knee surgery. So, and the good thing about COVID is that I was falling behind on rent, and they put into effect that nobody can be really evicted. So that kind of helped me out, because with workers' comp and having surgery or waiting for surgery, I was only being paid $300 a week. And when you've got a car note, you've got rent, you've got child support and everything else coming out, I mean, $300 a week it's hard to sustain life. So I think I ended up being bored out of my gourd. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to make a TikTok and just see what's out there, just to occupy my mind. So I
did entertainment.
Yeah. So I watched movies, I jumped on TikTok, and I ended up getting like addicted to TikTok. Everybody thinks it's funny, but I mean, I didn't like physically get addicted to TikTok. I just think I just enjoyed some of the funny videos and stuff, and I thought, well, I'm gonna do it too. So I started making videos, and I developed a small following off of TikTok. And I think with that one, that was being made Vanilla Gorilla, and Vanilla Gorilla 21, right? And then fast forward, I had knee surgery. I was cooped up in my apartment, and I was eating just fast food because that's all I could afford was fast food because it's so cheap anyway. And I gained some weight, gained a lot of weight, and I went to the gun shop quite a bit because that was like my way of getting out. And that's all I could do was just kind of sit around there. And that's all I did, sit around there. And he fed me, the owner fed me. And it was good times. And then I would just come back home, walk the dogs, or attempt to. And then decided, you know what? I finally hit my 1,000 mark, and I was doing like live after live after live. And I think that's where me and you met. You jumped in on one of my lives because there was a conversation going on.
I found you. Well, I've seen one of your more popular videos. I think it was the first time I seen you. And then I noticed that you had popped up into my For You page on your lives, and there was one particular night where I did join in a conversation because it was different from the others. You had had a situation at a job you were working at where it hit differently. And that's when I started following you, and that's kind of what kept me then coming back into your lives. And yeah, that's where we started, how we met.
And that,
We met on TikTok.
and that's exactly what, yeah, I remember that. I remember you popping in, and I don't know, there wasn't really that many people, but I think it was like 10 to 15 people in the live. You know, we're all conversing, we're all having a good time. And and then I think one day, I think I just made a comment about, I think I'm gonna do a podcast. Because we were watching, I think we got connected with a few other people that they had a podcast on YouTube. And unfortunately, they're not around now. But we ended up watching them. And I think that gave me the inspiration to do the Gorilla Lounge. To be honest with you, I think that's what it was. And then I think you started motivating me to do it because you said that we can converse, that I can actually have conversations with people and do my thing. So I thought, you know what? That's a good idea. I think I'm going to try this. And Clinton came aboard, right? Because he's a part of it. And the next thing you know, we just start hammering it. We start hammering out the advertising. We're pushing this podcast. We're excited. We're super pumped. I kept You know, you guys were doing your thing, and I was doing mine, trying to get people to subscribe to the YouTube channel. And then Thanksgiving rolled around. I went live, I think, on Thanksgiving at my sister's house, and a few inappropriate remarks were made. So I hung up, stopped doing the live for a minute.
I remember that.
Yeah, I got tired of it. I mean, and then what else? Christmas rolled around, and I think I went live again, and it's just a whole variety of different things. And we just kept talking about the podcast. That seemed to be like what we were doing. Like we just eat, breathe, and sleep the podcast. We work full time. You have your job out in Georgia. I have my job out in Oklahoma, and we're just doing our thing. We're continuously staying in touch, coming up with different ideas. So, but I think, and then January hit, and that's when we started. We hit the doors running, and yeah, I think we started in January with 35.
Yeah,
30,
somewhere around
35?
30. Yeah, 35.
30 or 30 to between 30 and 40 subscribers. And we're now at 283 and growing.
Yep, we are.
Mm-hmm.
This is very exciting. We thank each and everyone who subscribed so far.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. I think one of us has taken a back seat for a little bit. I think he's a great guy, and I think he's just going to kind of sit back and take a little hiatus. I think he needs a little me time, so which is understandable. Everybody needs that. Everybody needs the time away. And I get it. Sometimes mm-hmm. this is a little bit, you know, this can turn into a full-time gig, and it's tough.
Yes,
it really is too.
It is. Your ultimate goal with the podcast, like, what do you want to achieve?
I know we started in the beginning. I know we were talking about how if we could change lives. So if somebody has PTSD or something, and if they can connect on our podcast on a certain level, it doesn't have to be about PTSD. It doesn't have to be about certain things, but something that maybe that person enjoys, you know, whether it be mm-hmm. shooting guns or whatever the conversation is. And if that mm-hmm. person can connect to the podcast, then the podcast is doing a good thing, right? It's, mm-hmm. right? It's helping somebody. And if we Absolutely. Can connect on different people with different things, then I think the podcast is helping. Now, in the long run, I eventually would love to have a studio to myself, have my people around me that have helped me throughout where we're going, and mm-hmm. Be kind of like the Joe Rogan experience, because that one really takes the cake for me, because the style, the studio setup, how he has his Jamie, you would be my Jamie, right? You'd be sitting up there at the computer. Hey, do me a favor, hook this up. Find me this mm-hmm. video clip.
mm-hmm.
But eventually, that's what I would like to have. I'd like to do this as a full-time gig eventually, because I just really enjoy doing it. And I've never met a stranger. So, I mean, even if, you know, we get somebody on the show, and I just met him that day. I mean, I'm going to do a little bit of research on that person and write down some notes and go from there. And it doesn't necessarily need to be, you know, whatever that person is into. It could always be a certain topic. You know, if they don't want to talk about, if they wrote a book, if they don't want to talk about it, they don't have to talk about it. But eventually the show, I'd like to see it grow. I'd like to see it get bigger and bigger and bigger, and maybe reach people worldwide rather than just maybe a couple of states.
Yeah.
But that's me.
Well, you definitely have a gift of a conversation. You do bring people into conversations, and you have important conversations.
The gift of gab. That's what I was told.
Yeah, exactly. I've witnessed it. So
I used to get in trouble in school a lot for talking too much or out of turn.
You don't say.
Couldn't tell, huh?
No, not at all.
Couldn't tell.
Not
yeah.
at all.
I remember the teacher one time, she used to tell me that she told me to stand up at the chalkboard and draw a circle and put my nose in it. So that way I didn't have to, I couldn't talk to anybody. So I was like, all right, this is cool. So I made a big old circle. That way I could walk around that circle and have my nose in it. I didn't just make a little circle like everybody else would. I made a big circle. I got in trouble for that. Just a natural born smart ass, I guess. But the gift of gab, chit chatted. Yeah. Always got in trouble.
I wouldn't have seen that coming at all.
Yeah.
So,
but it's crazy.
What's crazy?
It's just crazy how it go from that to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'd like to say something to those teachers who used to. You'd be in trouble with for talking, huh?
Yeah, maybe one day they'll listen to the show.
Me now.
Like, I know that guy. Yeah.
Right. Fitting career. Mm-hmm. So
you
we
didn't have this
had...
in career day.
Yeah, for
sorry.
Sure. No, you're right though. Gosh, I got in trouble a few times for talking. I remember like when I was younger. Like elementary school, I got in trouble for talking a few times, but It happens. Whatever. So we have had some episodes. We've been doing this for 6 months. We've had some really important, some deep episodes. We've had really cool guests on. And we've had just fun with some of it. So what has been your favorite part so far of doing the podcast? Was it a guest? Was it a conversation? Was it an episode? Like, what has been your best as far as is that? What have you had the most fun with?
I had a lot of fun with every episode. The one, I think the very first episode was our suicide one, and it was very knowledgeable. Very knowledgeable. But of course, the technical difficulties on my end made that one a little bit more difficult to navigate through doing this for the first time. So if that would have happened at the last episode, our most recent, I would have probably powered through it and figured everything out. I mean, every single guest brings a certain charisma to the show. I don't have a specific one guest that's like a favorite over the other, because each one of them are golly, they're unique and different in their way with what we had them for the show. And but I enjoyed making new friends with the guests. We have one of them that's the Deputy Dane from TikTok. He I'm gonna do a he right he lives or he, not lives, but he patrols like maybe an hour and a half away from where I reside. And I think I'm gonna go and do a ride along with him, just because I think he's such a cool guy. He's funny as hell, and he's just cool as hell. And I'm gonna do a ride along with him. But I mean, shit, Wendy, we've had police on our show, investigators on our show. We've had soul searchers, right?
Wayward soul searchers, yep.
Paranormal
Paranormal
investigator.
investigation.
Yeah, we had them on the show. I mean, we've had MMA fighter.
Mark
I
Beecher.
mean, yeah, I mean, we're all over the place. And I think that's what makes the show so much fun and so enjoyable, because we can do it, we can proceed. And I think that's what, again, I think that's why, I don't know, I really enjoy talking to each and every one of these people. And I think just making the friends and just being a part of their lives as much as they're a part of ours, you know? So I think that's like
Absolutely.
the, I think
Well,
that's what
and
makes the show.
it's not only, I mean, just the guests that we talk to, because we actually stream each episode live, or up to now, and we've done it each episode live on YouTube. So, I mean, you have the guests and you have, people who are actually watching each episode that can actually be a part of it. That converse, that ask their own questions for all of these guests and on these topics, which I think just adds, a whole nother aspect to it. So.
Yeah, absolutely, because I trained Muay Thai and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and that's how I met Mark Beecher. And I was at Rafael Lovato's Academy here in Oklahoma. And, hopefully soon we'll get him on the show. So he's a great guy. He's a great guy. He's so humble and so knowledgeable in his craft. It's unbelievable, but that's how I met those guys. And there's a lot of people that are out there. We're just just scratching the surface, not even the surface. And but I mean, there's so many things to talk about. It's unreal,
Well, and there's so many people. Everybody has a story, and everybody's story is worth telling. And you never know when your story might help someone else, realize that maybe they're not the only people who've gone through something or who have been through something or who've been treated a certain way or who is into the same things, that you're into. You never know when your story is going to inspire somebody, when it's going to motivate somebody. You may not think that it's anything special or anything like that, but we have for instance, a gentleman who's recently started watching, and he joins us almost every week now. And through one of the shows, he commented that you have inspired him to quit his, boring day job that he had and actually start thinking about and pursuing his dream of, being a charter, fisherman, and that's what he's doing now. So, and that's just you telling your story and, trying to inspire people and having these different conversations with these different people. So
See,
it's
and I think if you keep, and this is, this is like just straight up. I think if you keep talking about certain things, and if you keep changing as an individual, you're gonna change. You might change and inspire somebody that you have no idea. Like, I had
absolutely.
no idea until he told me that. Like, none whatsoever. There's a lady that bought some of the clothing line that we have, and she made a TikTok video and tagged me in it a while back. And she said that I've inspired her. And I'm like, my jaw's dropping because I don't think of me or myself that way. I just think of me as a person going, why not just get off your ass and go do it? The way I see it, you have one life. You only have one. You have to live with this person you're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right? You see yourself in the mirror as many times as you want because it's there and you're gonna, look in the mirror. But anyway, you see yourself in the mirror. And the question is like, are you happy with what you see? I mean, are you truly in a happy place? Are you truly happy with what you see? I mean, and if you re look into your own eyes and ask that question, you're going to be shocked with what the answer is. But I truly believe you have one body, and you need to invest into it, whether it be your hobby that you want to do and maybe do it full time, or if you want to, run a friggin' marathon. What's stopping you from running the marathon? Go do it. Look into it, investigate on it, do some research, and then go, you know what? I think I could do it. I might not make it in, I don't know what marathons are, I don't run them. I don't have the urge to go run. But anyway, but if you investigate it and look into it, and if it's something that you want to do, that might be your life-changing experience right there. So
Absolutely.
I just believe that why not just get off your ass and go do it? Just be like Nike and just go do it. And that's me. I've always been that way. And it's like I've gotten to the point in my life where it's like I really don't care what people think about me.
Oh,
I
and life
really
is so
don't.
short. It's so short. And why waste time on, all the bullshit?
All the negativity.
If something's going to make you happy and you're the one that has to live with it, do it. Who cares what other
Correct.
people say? Who cares what other people think? All that matters in the end is if it makes you happy.
Right. And that goes with like, if you love wearing mixed match socks, by all means, go wear those socks. If you like wearing mixed match shoes, go by all means, wear those shoes that are mixed matched. If it's not hurting anybody, then go do it. It's no different than the most recent current event of the masks. I really don't care if you wear one or not. It doesn't bother me. You want to wear a purple one? Wear that friggin' purple one. Re own it. Rock it. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. You just go do your thing. Go do you, boo-boo, right? So if that's what makes you happy and that's what makes you feel content, then by all means. But don't look at me when I decide when I'm I have a little cough here and there and start freaking out because I'm not wearing a mask. I can cough, people. Stop.
Yeah, well, allergies.
Welcome God to pollen bless. Season. God, I know it. Spring is in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Spring is there. Spring is here.
How is Cottonwoods treating you?
Cottonwoods are treating me like shit.
Okay, so we are starting to, we've grown. We've learned a lot. We've done a lot with the podcast and we're moving forward. So moving forward with this, what do you want to do? What do you want, you know, and where do you see it in 6 months or a year or, you know, where do you want to go from here?
Eventually, I really do like the YouTube characteristics of the podcast that we do. The StreamYard, we go through StreamYard and it's live chat. People can live chat it and everything else. But what I have noticed in the past episodes, because I go back and I watch a lot of the episodes and I critique myself. And some of these episodes, the people actually, they tell me that they're driving and that they're listening to it. Well, one of the features that YouTube does not have is you can't turn your phone off. You can't like lock out that screen. You can't go thumbing through other apps, right? It has to stay playing. So if somebody just wants to hear the audible part of it, they need to leave YouTube up. So if they get a phone call or whatever, then of course it shuts down or they have to use it for navigation. They can't do both. Right. So I think I do like the YouTube because it does the live chat and everybody can, you know, chit chat and I love that part of it. The guests, they like it. But what I really want to do is really get out and expand and explore further on the airwaves of social media and, you know, the AM/FM brands or, you know, satellite radio. I would love to have a show on Spotify or iTunes or both, Google Podcasts, you know, stream across everybody now. That way people can actually listen, hit pause, whatever they can do. And I think that's what we're trying to accomplish right now is that we want to do the podcast, you know, audible only. That way people can just listen to it and put us in their ear. And and I said ear, not rear. So they can put us, you know, an earbud in. And
thank you for clarifying.
No, you're welcome. I mean, it happens. It happens. I'll screw it sometimes. But I think that's the ultimate goal is I want to go everywhere with it. And I eventually, like I said in the past, eventually I'd love to start doing this full time and make it a career. And this would be my third career in my lifetime so far. And it would be the best one yet.
Yeah,
I think
I would probably agree with that. One that you're most made for, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. So for future episodes and guests, is there any topics that you know you want to dive into? Or is there any guests that you'd really like to have on in the near or not so near future? Just
There's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people I'd love to have on the show, but I know we're just starting out, and I always try to catch the big fish first, and that's kind of hard to do. I would love to. Wow, there's so many people. I really can't name all of them, but there's a lot of people that I would love to talk to, from authors to publishers to fighters again. You know, maybe even like maybe like a referee from the UFC. That would be kind of interesting. You know, maybe get the referee standpoint on some of these fights. You know, contractors, like people that build houses and buildings and architects and Maybe get a friggin' weather anchor on the show or a news anchor on the show. Go throw a completely different spin on it. You know, maybe somebody that's good at making wooden, you know, like tables and chairs and plaques, and maybe artists that blow glass or to help promote their show or their business. You know, don't use the podcast for, you know, totally like trying to blow up someone's business, but definitely talk about your craft. I mean, that's interesting right there, you know. And then I still would love to dive into more of the hard-hitting topics like human trafficking, you know, get back into the suicide, PTSD. You know, veterans are dying off, and it sucks because of their PTSD, you know, or, you know, for whatever reason. And we all need to talk about that.
Absolutely. I think there's huge conversations to be had about mental health and mental illness and the lack of conversation and the lack of help that people just talking about, veterans and things like that, just that needs to be there, that's not, I think it can be an endless conversation at this point.
Yeah. And see, I
That
think it'd
and
be
I
kind of cool to also get like an artist, like a music artist as well. You know, just different
absolutely.
things, just different topics. Not stay into the, you know, death rate of suicides or anything else, because I think that's just sometimes it's just a little bit too gloomy.
It
You got to
is.
kind of liven it up.
It is, absolutely.
I
Absolutely.
but I like I said, I think we've done a really good job doing that. Spreading it out and you know, and going back and forth with it. But I think I do like the whole veterans and everything else, because everybody who knows me on a personal level knows, you know, I love my guns and I love my country, and it's, you know, it's part of who we are. And and if we can help veterans out and law enforcement and fire department and EMT and dispatchers and everybody in between, the nurses and the doctors, you know, then we need to do it. But, you know, and then also talk about like corruption in some of the businesses and stuff too.
I think that if we can reach just one person or make one person smile, I know that with each episode, I think that that's good enough for me. I think that we're doing a good job if that happens. And I think so far we've been able to do that. So, it makes it special. And it's part of it that makes it so much fun is, we do reach people. We do have people who listen. We have people who enjoy it, who look forward to it, and who tell us that they enjoy it and they look forward to it each week. So.
You know, it's crazy. Remember that show that we did with the domestic violence? So there was a lady that I know. There is a lady that I know. She's in your state. Excuse me, but she's just further south. Sorry. And her mother listened to that show, that domestic violence show, and realized that she was in a relationship like that. And she ended up, the last I heard, she ended up leaving her husband because that show inspired her and was like, you know what? I'm done. Time to go. And, you know, and hearing that right there, that was it. You know, and I knew we had something. I
You could have
knew
saved
we
her
had
life.
something. We probably did. We are probably part of the unspoken heroes. But you never know. You never know. We probably did save her life. And
And we may never know if we did, but again, that knowing that we reached that one person and we gave them the courage, to walk away from a potentially dangerous situation again is I mean, that's enough for me. So,
Yeah, absolutely. That's cool stuff though.
absolutely.
I think with further episodes, I think we're gonna just keep kicking ass and keep doing our thing.
I think
I really
so.
do.
I think so. I think we're still learning. I think we're still growing. I think we're getting bigger and we're getting better.
Yeah, we're definitely expanding. Did you just lose connection? And I think that's probably it for this intro because I think Wendy lost connection. So you guys, this is what it is. We appreciate it. Keep paying attention to the shows, and we'll just keep coming back. All right. You guys have a good night. Thanks for listening.